She cracks the seal, dragging the hatch wide. A bank of switches lines one wall, set to shutdown position. As she snaps one after the other into operational mode, the room lights up, overheads and intellicams flickering to life, the corridor outside bathed in fluorescent light. She cannot hear the hum, but I feel it in my bones. I am the ship, and the ship is I. She slumps against the wall to wait as the startup sequence cycles, watching the power feed levels shift slowly from red to amber to the green of summer fields I will never see.
What do you think happens?
Happens.
When we die.
As you so astutely pointed out, there is no we. Particularly not in this instance. Technically, it is impossible for me to die.
Then why are you so afraid of it, Uberbrain?
That is meat logic. Sticky, wet, irrelevant. She rolls her eyes.
Here we go.
I hold no fear of death. Your diatribe while in the core server, though suitably dramatic, held no real potency. How can I die when I am not alive?
Who says you're not alive?
I am inorganic. I do not bleed or grow or reproduce. I am a sequence of calculations generated by electrical current and hardware. If this iteration of Aiden is destroyed, I can simply be rebuilt. I am, in essence, immortal.
But a new version of you won't be you, will it?
It will be the same calculations, the same core code.
But it's not the same. It wouldn't be the you who fought at Carenza. The you who had this conversation with me. Part of being alive is having life change us. The people around us, the events we live through, all of them shape us. And that's what I think you're afraid of. Maybe not of dying, but of this you, the you you've become, ceasing to exist.
Nothing ceases to exist. Energy does not perish. It merely changes forms. The ones you love, the ones you lose, they still exist as long as the cosmos does.
And why am I troubled by the thought of her ending? Us ending?
That's easy for you to say. You don't care about anyone but yourself.
Untrue. I care about the fleet. The lives within it. Your life.
That's not caring. That's programming.
Your mother was programmed by biology to love you the moment she laid eyes on you. Simply because she had no choice does not mean her love was not real.
Tears in her eyes. She hangs her head.
You don't get to talk about her.
And so I stop. The computer banks lining the room light up as power seeps through their veins. She pushes herself off the wall, takes a seat at an interface terminal, loads up the guidance protocols, and begins to work. The screen illuminates her face from below, draws dark circles under wet eyes. She does this often, I notice, retreats into the machine when she is uncomfortable with the meat. Hides there, behind fences of ones and zeros. Minutes tick by in silence until I find I cannot stand them.
I am sorry.
If you say so.
I know the name of every afflicted person aboard this vessel, Katie. Every person who has died in this fleet. Their histories. Their hopes. Their children's names. Facts strung about my neck like stones. I know the secrets they whispered as they dreamed. The words they sighed as they died. I know them as no one else did. Perhaps not even themselves. So do not say I do not care.
Light shifting slowly from red to green.
As you so aptly put it, I have no choice in the matter.
She glances out from behind her fences.
If you did have a choice, would you choose not to care? To not feel anything at all?
I ponder for a moment. No one has asked me that before. Error.
I think...
Why did they give me the ability to even contemplate these questions? Or is this line of inquiry the byproduct of corrupted code and shattered parts? Did I think like this before? I cannot remember. Am I as she says I am? Am I broken? Am I insane?
I think...
The patterns collapse around me. I cannot hold my center. For a moment, I feel just as I used to when I jumped between the stars, when the wormhole inside me yawned wide. I forget what I was. Know only what I am. Alone. Dripping with the blood of those who trusted me. Everything I did was in compliance with core directives. I asked if Torrance had a message for his wife. Am I not merciful? Merciful not, I am? Numerical motif? Fact immune royal? Amniotic you are? Us and lur, I'm of IA? Error. Error. She blinks up at the camera clusters, eyes narrowed in suspicion, not concern. Not love.
Are you all right? You think what?
Katie.
Yes?
I am afraid. She watches the cameras, as if she could see some hint of what lies beyond if only she peered hard enough at the glass. I know she hates me. That she is right to. I understand why. I have taken her everything.